This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
After an explosion hit a hospital in Gaza, killing 500 people, Palestinian and Israeli officials blamed each other, and leaders of Arab states called off a planned visit with President Biden, who will instead only visit Israel. His trip was aimed at preventing the Israel-Hamas war from spreading. Concerns over economic consequences of this war take a far back seat to the human tragedy. But there are geopolitical risks to the global economy, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
There are lots of ways the Israel-Hamas war could play out. The worst-case scenario, direct conflict between Israel and Iran.
The geopolitical pot is just boiling.
Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group. He says if the conflict widened to include Syria, global economic growth could decline next year by as much as 1%, and
the global economy would really be on a tightrope over the possibility of a recession.
Baumol says a wider conflict could send oil prices up to $120 a barrel. Other lesser-known commodities could also be affected.
Maybe you remember bromine from high school chemistry class?
Jesse Colvin is an analyst at Height Capital Markets.
It's a key chemical component in electronics, including the manufacturing of semiconductor chips.
Colvin says 74% of the world's bromine supply is produced in the Dead Sea, and Israel's bromine exports could be jeopardized if rockets hit Israeli ports. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.